This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this Monday, we're only 4 days out. Hard to believe, only 4 days out from the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump. Technically, it's like 4.5 days out. I'm still on the road. I am coming back, and I'll be back in studio tomorrow. But David and I will be co-hosting with me tomorrow as well. Then I'm on an airplane to Washington, D.C., with the crew. And we are going to be covering the inauguration live there on the ground. Exciting announcements by somebody I've been critical of, Spicer. I've just said he should be more hardcore, he should be more aggressive, because the media is not his friend. They're not going to work with him. But he's been getting more hardcore. That's a good thing. And he announced, you notice, that they're going to, quote, have alternative media and bloggers in an expanded Washington press club. And that sent the mainstream media into conniption fits. But notice, even from Spicer, the words they're using aren't even proper. We're not the alternative media. We are the independent, real, proven media. We're better than the New York Times, better than the Washington Post. Matt Drudge always said that anybody is as important as the New York Times. And I totally agree with that statement. But he's been saying that for 15 years. They're so longer, since like 1997, I guess, almost 20 years, 19 years. They are so discredited and are known to be such liars, and so many emails are out showing how they collude with the deep state, that we are better than them until we're ever discredited and exposed as total frauds. I mean, I would hide my head in shame. I would disappear if I've been caught in all this criminal activity. But meanwhile, the Politico writer who got caught in the email saying, I'm a hack, I'm a fraud, I'll lie for you, tell me what to do, he's being promoted to a senior position at the New York Times from Politico. That's a promotion in the world of political dung beetles that roll piles of filth around and try to shove it down our throats. So that is a big announcement. You know, I've had crew ask me, hey, are we going to be in the Washington Press Club? Or are you going to ask Trump about that? I haven't even ever brought that up. I'm worried about getting Trump into office. I'm worried about cutting taxes and unstalling the world economy. I'm worried about securing the republic. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, in the new Trump era, he's going to open it up to real press and not just dinosaur media. So, of course, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. We're digital. We're in Austin, Texas. And so the way we get questions answered is we just put a special report out and a message to the president. And then later he watches it and he listens to it. A lot of times late at night. I'm just going to leave it at that. So we can just direct our questions directly at Trump. You can do that on Twitter yourself. Doesn't mean he'll answer every time, but let me tell you something. You start tweeting at Trump enough, he's reading it, and his people are reading it. This is direct communication, ladies and gentlemen. But, yes, I do intend to have a Washington correspondent. It's just expensive to have somebody that lives in Washington, D.C., and then who every day goes down there and asks the questions. But it is worth it because the Trump people will actually answer questions. So that's part of why we need to raise capital. You know, I've been gone 2 weeks, and the crew's done an amazing job. It'll be 2 weeks, 2 weeks on Wednesday, actually. There's this big conspiracy theory online about where have I gone? What's happened to me? Why isn't there video? I'll be quite honest with you. After years of having a video camera in my face and bright lights every day, I have an entire kit here with lights, a backpack, with Skype, with video, with HD, and I just haven't been setting it up. I did it one day, and I just am tired of it, tired of looking at my ugly face. I thought you'd want a break of some type here. So David Nice and co-hosted with me. I'm on the phone. People tend to like it, though, and it's more intimate. I mean, I remember being in dark studios, just a microphone in front of my face the first 5 years on air or so, and I'm thinking about maybe once a week or something actually going back to not being video, just because at a certain point it's obnoxious. But I do apologize for the fact that a lot of this has been on phone. Quite frankly, I could do it with a Skype audio. It's just, you know, there's actually some kind of reminiscent or something about, you know, old timing to be on the phone, as long as it's a good connection. Okay, that said, the big news obviously is they're planning riots coming up in 4 days. and major destabilization. There's all these other faux controversies they've dug up, and so much more. We'll break them all down straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
Very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot about Donald Trump.
but we are only 4 days out from President-elect Trump becoming the President of the United States. And already there is an IMF boost growth forecast for the USA many, many points ahead of what they were believing, all because of the Trump euphoria, all because the announcement has been made that the United States of America is open for business yet again. This is an incredible week of history, as DrudgeReport.com says. It is truly amazing. We have the FBI arresting the wife of the Orlando nightclub terrorist. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to start going after their families. I don't say that like torture their families. I'm saying clearly their families, their mosque, know what they're doing. They're not apologizing for it. They think it's funny. And it's time that we go after people that are aiding and abetting terrorists in this country. It includes Obama, and it includes Hillary, and it includes John Kerry, who all knowingly created the al-Nusra Front in Syria 6 years ago, and who gave them the MPADs, who gave them the surface-to-air missiles, and who gave them the intelligence, and who gave them the chemical weapons, and who allowed them to attack, and then changed their name to ISIS. And now we even have the leaked audio of Kerry talking to Syrian opposition, admitting, quote, Obama wanted to grow ISIS. Yes, 5 years ago, we broke it all down. We had Colonel Schaefer, Dr. Steve Pachinik, Tosh Plumlee on air, and we had other sources that were not on air. And now you see the new national security advisor to the president, who was the commanding general over military intelligence, over defense intelligence, who sat there and witnessed our government arming al-Qaeda, and the man that led the revolt inside the U.S. military to link up with the Russians and transfer the intelligence to them to take out ISIS slash al-Qaeda. And last year it was in Military to Military, the new book by Cy Hirsch, and he came on the broadcast to talk about it. See how that works? See how much trouble the New World Order is in? And by the way, the military called Obama's bluff 4 years ago. Remember that? They said, listen, we're not going to be their Air Force, and they got Senator Paul to come out. They got Senator Cruz to come out, to their credit, and say we're not going to be al-Qaeda's Air Force. Remember that? That's how far we've come. That's how much has been exposed. That's how exciting it is. And then even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, got on board and went to Obama on a Friday night and said, you're not going to bomb them Sunday. It was supposed to start that Sunday in 2 days. He said the military is going to refuse to load the weapons. You're about to have full mutiny. And they said, I can have you court-martialed. He said, I'm not the one doing it. But you go ahead and do that, and all of it's going to come out that you've ordered us to fund al-Qaeda and ISIS. So there's been a Mexican standoff, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that don't know what that is, it's where you're aiming a gun at them, they're aiming a gun at you. And then somebody else is aiming a gun at both of you. Basically, a Mexican standoff is in the movie The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, where all three guys are aiming guns at each other. That's a Mexican standoff, folks. And that is exactly what we've been in here for about 3-4 years, okay? A total Mexican standoff with the New World Order. And the public has kind of been like the third person with a gun, not knowing who to shoot. The public hasn't known what's going on. Meanwhile, the patriots, the military, the intelligence agencies have. So the biggest hoax out there is that intelligence agencies actually don't like Trump. They're the whole reason this happened. And I'm not trying to make them the heroes. I'm not going to lie to you. Everybody knows what critics I've been of the intelligence agencies. But I wasn't there to destroy them. I was there to reform them. I wasn't there to overthrow the government. I was there to restore it. You see, I'm what you call loyal opposition. People called me loyal opposition. Oh, he's that Alex Jones. He's loyal opposition. He doesn't want to burn everything down and kill everybody. Well, if that means loyal opposition, yes. I want low taxes. I want what made the country great. I want true family values. I want religious freedom. I want sovereignty. I want fair trade. That's what I want. Now, we've got a huge broadcast today lined up for you. It's become a conspiracy of its own. Where's Alex Jones? I took a working vacation for 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks on Wednesday. I've been gone. I am flying back today in just a few hours, okay? And what I've seen while I've been out here in different parts of the country is incredible. Again, when I tell you this, it's a good news progress report. It's not bragging. I am in, the last few days, one of the most liberal areas in the world, okay? I never give my location away these days until I'm actually back. I'll tell you the full story. I am in one of the most liberal places in the United States. lot more listeners. And I don't mean just listeners. I mean, they're like, hey, I heard Michael Schneider on yesterday. What's the big secret? What's the big announcement? What is it you can't talk about? Come on, tell me. I'm at a hotel pool, and, you know, with the family or whatever. And I mean, I literally, it's like I'm a rock star or something now. And I don't say that to go, ooh, I'm a rock star. I don't care about that. I don't like that. I can't stand it. But it is a byproduct of the success. And I'm here to tell you the New World Order is in trouble. I don't care if somebody's black, they're white, they're Asian. It doesn't matter. The hottest thing in this country right now is being awake to tyranny. And we owe that to you, the audience, spreading the word. We owe it to Drudge. We owe it to Donald Trump for having the courage to go through the demonization and the attacks he's gone through. But just in the last year or so, our audience has more than tripled. We can see all the metrics. And so, yes, we've got an uphill battle. But I'm telling you, this is really, 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 really exciting. This is an amazing time to be alive, and there's a lot of threats coming up. We're going to break those down. A lot of key clips I want to go over. And also a lot of exciting news. It's starting to happen. Trump's people and Trump are starting to tweet out, as well as Fox is starting to pick up. Wait a minute. The Saudi Arabians, the Chinese, the Ukrainians openly gave money to Hillary and openly lobbied for her. We have proof. That's what I'm saying. You know, again, Trump's got a lot going on and a lot happening. And, you know, personally, I have sat there and just said, look, the OPM hack, 20 million names, you know, proof. You know, the Russian thing's all bull. Of course it is. Well, we've got to do something about this. The Chinese communists brag that they gave money to Hillary. So the Saudi Arabians. And it just gets lost in the wash. And I'm just not going to go into it. The point is, that's what Trump needs to do. I know it. They are accusing him of what they have been caught doing. So the good news is, I have a couple clips here. It's starting to come out. It's starting to get in the news that, wait a minute, these other countries admittedly got involved and said, don't vote for Trump and gave money. We have them red-handed. I know it's not as sexy and cool. Oh, it's the Russians. And I'm not putting the Russians down when I say they can't even get their act together. They've been under communism for 79 years before they started unraveling this. And they've really been growing despite the sanctions and a lot of reforms from what I've studied and what I've read and people I've talked to. But still, Russia admits they're trying to stabilize themselves. And they've got Islamic terrorists attacking them in like 10 different bordering nations. So they've got corruption issues to deal with. They're not manipulating anything. There is solidarity in that Russia has been under the same globalist economic assault. Now, David Knight's going to be taking over at the end of this hour. I want to just say he's done a fabulous job. David, what else is on your radar? What are you going to be covering today?
Well, Alex, you just mentioned the Ukrainian situation. Of course, this is a story that broke just Wednesday on Politico. We're going to go into that a little bit more detail because it was kind of overshadowed by the press conference that Donald Trump had. But there were efforts that were documented by Politico between the DNC officials and someone connected with the Ukrainian government as well as the Ukrainian embassy. We're also going to talk about hope and chains, not change, but chains. We have Barack Obama and the EPA and the Department of Justice are really cracking down on a wide variety of regulations here in the last days. And, of course, we've talked about that, but I want to focus on some specifics. This automobile executive that is accused of violating regulatory requirements in terms of emission standards is facing 169 years in jail.
And let's be clear, David, that's meant to make them roll over to charges that aren't true.
Yes.
They want to shake down every automaker for $4 billion with these impossible emissions standards that you pointed out that is total racketeering. I'm going to skip this network break. Continue, David.
Yeah, and key to that, too, Alex, is every day last week from Tuesday through Friday, every single day, it was something. First they arrest a VW executive, and then they announced some additional fines they put on Volkswagen. Then they went after Fiat Chrysler the next day. Then they went after Renault the next day. Why are they doing so much focusing on the automobile industry? Well, for two reasons. They're putting this narrative out there while the big Detroit auto show is going. They did it, waited till one day after it started to start doing this, to send a message, as you're pointing out, to send a message to them. And also as part of the globalist agenda that they've got going here. But, Alex, as I mentioned last week, I really believe that the Trump administration, somebody in the Department of Justice, really needs to take a close look at the bureaucrats who are leaving and see if somebody is using that to
start indicting bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Because this is, they admit they want a post-industrial world. They admit they want a car-free world. They admit they want to tax carbon, which is a full attack on humanity itself. That's powerful info. What else is coming up, David?
Well, we're also going to be looking at the media gatekeepers that are being shown the door. We're going to look at the details of that. We're going to be looking at some information that's developed, as I said, about Ukraine. And we're also going to be taking a look at what Russia is doing. You know, there's this, all this talk about Mexico building the wall and helping us to build a wall on the border. Russia actually came out and said, we will work with Lithuania to put a wall along the border. The Lithuanians say they want a wall to protect themselves from the Russians. The Russian says, hey, we'll give you the bricks to do that. So they're taking them up on that. It's an interesting back and forth in terms of the Cold War that's started. And, of course, it also involves the attacks on Donald Trump by the Intelligence Committee. And Donald Trump pushed back on that today, coming right after John Brennan, who did a slapdown on Donald Trump over the weekend on the talk shows and said it was outrageous what he did to say that the intelligence community was involved. Well, they were involved. We're going to talk about how we know they were involved in that. But then Donald Trump came out and said that he asked, is John Brennan the one who leaked that phony dossier on me? So he put that out to all of his Twitter.
David, that is a lot you're going to be covering.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Dave will be back towards the end of the hour. I'm going to start rolling into the news I've got in front of me. And it's funny he just brought up Brennan. That's exactly the clip I want to play, where Brennan basically said, watch what you say, Trump. You're endangering the world. This is the same Brennan, the head of the CIA, that reportedly converted to Wahhabism, lived in Saudi Arabia more than a decade. This is the same guy that's been caught putting out fake intelligence. This is the same guy, again, that has done so much and who was overseeing our government's CIA when the OPM hack happened. 20 million names of all of our contacts, all of our spies, all of our assets, a total roll-up of our intelligence. This guy is the biggest national security crisis, along with Obama and Hillary, our world's ever seen. This is the guy that oversaw with Hillary and with Obama and with John Kerry the rollout of the Al-Qaeda, ISIS forces worldwide, and then he has the nerve to sit there and claim that if we have a terror attack, it's Trump's fault, when they're the ones that have opened up our borders. They're the ones that have gotten Europe to open up their borders. They're the ones that have flooded us with these military-age men, 80% of the, quote, refugees that are invaders. And then they have the nerve to set it up after they brought the sleeper cells into this country and after tens of thousands of surface-to-air missiles are missing, given to them in Benghazi. And I've had the CIA contractors on with the witnesses of them delivering them missiles 4 years ago, the last straw for our military. So when there are terror attacks or when MPADs are used, you notice they're covering up that it's MPADs when these airliners are getting shut down because that points right back at them. So again, everything they do, they blame on us. They're getting foreign money. They're using foreign money in the election. They blame the Patriots. They're working for foreign powers. They're globalists destroying our sovereignty. They claim we work for foreign powers. Everything they say about us is really what they're doing. Here's a clip of John Brennan.
What do you think of his plans, his prescriptions, what he's saying about these various trouble spots, crises, challenges around the world?
Well, what I think Mr. Trump has to understand is that this is more than being about him. And it's about the United States and our national security. And he has to make sure that now that he's going to have the opportunity to do something for our national security, as opposed to talking and tweeting, he's going to have tremendous responsibility to make sure that U.S. national security interests are protected and are advanced. And so I am very much hoping that he has some very good people that he has pulled together. Jim Mattis, Mike Pompeo, John Kelly, and others. I think they are the ones that are going to be able to give him some wise counsel about what he needs to do and not be very spontaneous in his words and his actions. Spontaneity is not something that protects national security interests. And so therefore, when he speaks or when he reacts, he has to make sure he understands that the implications and impact of the United States could be profound. Again, it's more than just about Mr. Trump, and it's about the United States of America.
So more implications that Trump's an idiot. Oh, these elites are going to talk to him and us down their noses while they leave the borders open, while they let diseases pour in, while they do everything they can to sabotage and turn off our power plants. They're going to say, this is bigger than Mr. Trump. This is about the United States of America, that they're trying to compromise into a global corporate government waiving all of our sovereignty via the TPP. So they have the nerve to claim he's trying to support plant in America and make it all about him. That's the new narrative. When they're the ones making it all about them, creating multinational bodies and unelected multinational boards that they transfer all the power to. Think about that. Everything he said was an inversion of reality. This is the devil-like, snake-like people we're talking about. I mean, it is satanic. You can't just say everything backwards the way they do. I mean, this is beyond poetry. This is beyond any type of satanic logic I've ever even thought of. The way these guys invert reality perfectly. I mean, Brennan must be some entity from the pit of hell. And, of course, I'm being somewhat sarcastic here, but you listen to anything he says, and it's a complete lie. It's like Clapper saying the NSA doesn't spy on anybody and ever has inside the U.S. It was even declassified at that point. They've been doing it for decades. It's just like the press secretary years ago saying there is no drone program, years after it was publicly admitted with thousands of strikes. Gibbs said it doesn't exist because they're training us to accept lies. They're assaulting us with disregard and hate to basically try to mutate our brains. Now, continuing here with some more of the clips, let's go ahead and get to this report, the short clip from Fox, getting into what we were just mentioning, the fact that, Ukraine was involved piling on. Well, I've said that 100 times. The only question is who wasn't. The Mexican government piled on. Spanish TV, one of the biggest powers in this country, globalist-owned, was saying don't vote for Trump and was pumping money in. The communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, the Pope got involved. I mean, everybody. The EU got involved. They all piled on. Merkel got involved. Oh, but no, the Russians on their TV channel that's only in hotel rooms. I mean, literally, you can't. RT has almost no viewers in the U.S. on purpose. They keep it from getting on TV systems. But, oh, my gosh, it's the reason she won, not her corruption. No, not her falling down. Oh, not that we're sick of the Clintons. No, the Ruskies. Here's that Fox clip.
Well, this is new. There's a new report, and it says the Ukrainians were trying to sabotage the Trump campaign. You better tell us what this is about.
This in Politico. It's interesting. Ukrainian government officials allegedly tried to help Hillary Clinton and undermine Donald Trump by publicly questioning, A, his fitness for office and his ties to Russia. And they tried to disseminate some documents that linked his then-campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and Trump to Russia. This did not sit well with the Ukrainians, who then thought, we don't want a guy in there who appears to be, in their minds, friendly to Russia. You know, it never came to anything. Clearly, the Russians are much better at this business than the Ukrainians. But Manafort was, and ultimately, resigned from the campaign. But there is a sense out there that Ukraine tried, also did some background and research for Clinton aides to see if they could get any more dirt on Trump and his links to Russia.
So they were wildly unsuccessful.
Wildly, spectacularly.
Donald Trump. But if you listen to the Democrats, the Russians were wildly successful in stopping Hillary Clinton.
Right. Yeah.
So that's an odd juxtaposition.
It is.
Let's see if that story gets played.
Yeah, let's see.
Get to your
And of course, that itself is a huge whitewash. The Democrats have turned Ukraine into a giant cash cow for themselves. Joe Biden's son heads up a company that sells $4 billion worth of gas a year out of one pipeline, they've got several, to Western Europe. Hundreds of millions of dollars pouring in to his company now out of that. Pretty good. You know, he just got out of college. His dad's the vice president. They just hijacked the country with Soros. They just overthrew a government that was elected. And then they turn it around and say the Russians invaded Ukraine. Kind of like CNN said the Russians invaded Georgia. In 2008. Of course, back then, I wasn't as sophisticated as I am now. I'm still not sophisticated. I got up at 6 a.m. There was the news. Russia's invaded Georgia. I actually believed it until I got to work. And people were calling, going, oh, that didn't happen that way. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I got big news straight ahead on the inauguration.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, babe? How many bridges I've got to cross?
I love it.
How many times must I explain myself?
So I can talk to the boss.
Talk to the boss.
I love it. Again, I really talked about this a lot on yesterday's show with David, but I'm going to recap it right now and get into all the new news that's developing that David's coming up at the end of the hour for the balance of the transmission. And that's that there were more than 10 articles I personally had up in my browser from the Associated Press, Reuters, AFP, Yahoo, you name it, where they had the headlines, Global Elite Look to China to Save Globalism. World government in crisis, Davos Group admits the rise of nationalism led by Trump and the American patriots shakes the global order to its core. Just a month and a half ago, they had New York Times headlines. What is globalism? Is it real? And then the whole article was yours truly, basically them saying, this crazy man believes there's a global banking cartel that's establishing a planetary government and carbon tax. And again, they know full well it's all real. They're selling that in a giant con to their readers, who they know they can't hide it from anymore, going, does the Pacific Ocean exist? Someone claims it's made of water. So, I mean, it's it's bizarre psychological warfare, but I guess it's meant to just stonewall people so that they don't know what to say, or so that the debate becomes, does it exist or not? But that isn't working anymore. That's the good news. It's not working at all, and it's a very exciting time to be alive. Now, separately, real fast, ladies and gentlemen, we have funded this operation with super high-quality products. And obviously, I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I haven't been belaboring this like I should. David and others have done a great job talking about it. But when I tell you the Super Metal Vitality that we just got a limited supply back in of, or BioTrue Selenium, are game-changing, life-changing, I mean, they've changed my life. When I tell you that Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, is just absolutely, totally essential, it is. It's crazy how so many people are deficient in these, or the amounts that, you know, our claim that you need are much lower than what you really need from my research. All I know is it funds our operation. They're amazing products, and you need them. Whether it's the oxy powder to flush out your guts, or BioTrue Selenium, or lung cleanse, or Living Defense, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling 888-253-3139. Now, we are selling 30% off BrainForce. Already one of our best-selling products, now at 20% more in each bottle. An amazing nootropic for the brain. Just try it for yourself. BrainForce, 30% off with 20% more in each bottle. InfoWarsLive.com. Supermel Vitality, 30% off. Secret 12, 20% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Knockout, which is already super inexpensive, 20% off. Prostigard, 20% off. And many, many other products in InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we went out and found the very best company in the United States, plus the guys that have the patent on it, where it has the brass inserts so it can go as long as aluminum in many cases, or steel, or in some cases longer. Some have fired 60-plus thousand rounds through it, these AR-15 lowers. You also have customized designs added to them, their magpole accessory colors. They have everything. And again, when you purchase these from InfoWars.com, we just simply have them drop ship to you from Tennessee, where they're produced. So build your own AR. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. And the really big one, no one else has this but us other than state police, and now the military is getting it. Tactical nanotechnology body armor, previously only available to military and law enforcement, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is so insanely good. And listen, I don't have this because I'm worried about a mass shooting in an airport. I don't have this for things like that. I have this in my vehicle, obviously, because I'm a target. But I also have this because it's super lightweight. It can be in your backpack, and it is just over-the-top incredible. I mean, you can shoot it with, you know, Desert Eagle 50 caliber ammo. We've even shot handgun rounds through rifles, and it hasn't gone through. But the Pentagon isn't saying that it stops rifles yet. They're coming out with that soon. But they've got vests. They've got the backpack inserts. We have the lowest prices. It's produced right here in America. It was developed at the University of Texas in Austin. It's nanotube technology, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But listen, I have this because we hope to fix things, and we hope to turn this around. But the globalists are trying to cause a civil war. Just having your concealed carry, or other states obviously have laws, you can just concealed carry or open carry without, you know, any of the regulations on you, makes you start thinking about security for the time you need it. And that just overall, having the general public having body armor, this is the type you can wear all the time or carry with you, and having firearms and being properly trained in them, creates an absolute atmosphere where criminals basically almost become extinct. And so it really is our duty as men, but also as women, to know how to use firearms and to really start getting our minds in a security perspective. And again, I'm not the know-all, the end-all person on this. I'm not up here lecturing anybody. I'm talking about what I am personally trying to do in my own life. So I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Please support all of our affiliates as well. Now, let's get into some good news. Then we get into the really serious news about anarchists and others, and what these Soros-funded groups are planning to do coming up at the inauguration. And for me, I probably should have led with this story today, but so many positive things are happening, I didn't get to it yet. But there are stories stories up on Infowars.com with leaked audio of the group saying they plan to shut things down right away. They quote, want a big bang. They admit they want to shut down the inauguration. We're going to be there. I'm going to be there covering it live. I get back to the States today, or get back into the main United States today. I then from there, obviously leave Wednesday right there to D.C. But InfoWars, in fact, I'm just directing the listeners, everybody. I know David's got a lot of important stuff coming up, but we probably should air that leaked audio from Shepherd Ambulance's article up on InfoWars.com. We need to get into the fact that they're planning a major destabilization, and this ties in to how they're trying to basically have a coup in this country. And this soft coup needs a civil unrest crisis to get itself off the ground. And if you see the dozens and dozens of Hollywood movies, and if you see the news articles every day, and the brainwashing in the public schools and the colleges, and just the pushing everywhere that white people are racist out to get black folks, it is an attempt to create an atmosphere where this country is a powder keg, where MSM can basically then activate through the media groups of people to go out and engage in carnage. I'm talking about black, white, Hispanic, you name it, but leftist hoodlums to create a civil emergency. We've talked about all the preparations for this and Michael Moore calling for this, and we've talked about all the different groups that have been pushing it, and Rosie O'Donnell's and everybody else. But then you look at Congressman John Lewis. Let me pull up some of these articles I've got here. Lewis comes out, as you know, last Friday, and says Trump is illegitimate. Trump shouldn't be president. He's not going to attend the deal. He thinks the Russians put him in. This guy's a fraud. So they're moving to overturn his election. They're moving in that direction very, very strong. Trump comes out very nicely and says, you ought to be worried about collapsing inner cities where your community lives. I'm trying to get jobs in there. I need your help. So that was a really, really nice thing to say when somebody's calling you a traitor, when somebody's saying you work for the Russians. I mean, that is fighting words, okay? I mean, that is serious defamation. How does the media respond? And I have stacks of news articles here saying it. The New York Times comes out and says black communities hurt by his words, by Trump's mean words to them. Why would he attack a civil rights icon? And if you just type in his name and look at the headlines today, in Trump's feud with John Lewis, blacks perceive a callous rival. So it's about race. This guy says he's a Ruski agent. He says, work with me to help your communities. Please, I need your help, sir. This isn't helping. Oh, my God, you don't like black people. And then it's all over the news. John Lewis in 1965 in Selma. There's a movie out about him just last year. See, he got his head split open by a white state police officer. And it's bringing back memories of that for John Lewis. This is crazy. John Lewis says, you're a Russian agent. You're not legitimate. The voters in this country don't count. We're going to ignore you. You shouldn't be president. And then Trump says, hey, I want to work with you. Come on. And they turn it around that he doesn't like black people. I mean, folks, this is a next level of disinfo. This is crazy. Listen to this from the Boston Globe. Donald Trump picked the wrong foil in civil rights hero John Lewis. Oh, my gosh. On MLK weekend, Trump picks a fight with civil rights hero John Lewis. Did you hear that? It was on MLK weekend. Trump picked the fight. Did you hear it, folks? It wasn't John Lewis on Friday who chose to launch the attack so they could say it was on Martin Luther King. Notice how they set this up. Trump isn't thinking like that. You're a Ruski. You didn't get elected. You're a fraud. You shouldn't be in office. Blah, blah, blah. No one should come to your inauguration. Biggest insult you could put out. Trump's like, I'd like to work with you. How about you do that and help your community instead of sitting there saying stuff like this? This isn't helping. That's the tweet. Totally reasonable. Totally nice. Nicer than I'd be. Oh, my gosh. I'm Martin Luther King Day. He was mean. Right? It's crazy. I have had two white people, while I've been on vacation, walk over to me, young people, and say, Alex, I used to listen to your show. And I said, okay, why don't you listen anymore? Because they always want to tell you. And they said, well, Black Lives Matter. I don't know why you don't like black people. And I said, okay, so let me guess. In both cases, you go to college, and you're all inculcated into that, that your worth is admitting you're a bad person. I said, I'm sorry. I haven't done anything bad to black people. I love black people. I, and I judge him just like any other person. And most black people see through all this control. But, I mean, this is my, I mean, he's fine. Dislike me. Well, and he's like, well, one guy's like, well, what about what the cops do to people? Yeah, they're bad cops, bro. Go after them. But statistically, it's super rare. Is the police state wrong? Are our rights getting violated, son? Absolutely. I'm a guy that's written books on it. But, I mean, when Soros wants us to have a civil war and burn down things and kill cops, I'm not going to be part of that. I want to fix the country, not burn it down. So it's definitely the new religion in this country, and it's completely out of control. Now, coming up in the next hour, Knight's got a lot of big reports and a lot of things he's going to be breaking down, but there are two John Bound reports that I meant to get to in this hour, but I've got more I've got to cover, so I can't get to it yet. I really want to get those reports aired. One of them is on the coup d'etat they're trying against Trump, very powerful, 4 minutes long. The other deals with shadow government and missing nukes and things like that, very powerful, but both those are going to be posted to Infowars.com in one article right now. We should think of a powerful headline, like special reports break down missing nuclear weapons threat inside USA. You know, is it a threat to Trump inauguration? Maybe something like that. And then under it, put links to the missing Minot nukes and then to our report of Dias and the missing nukes. And mainstream media may take the bait on this and say it's fake news when it isn't. They'll probably even say Minot didn't happen. But I always wish they'd sent the FBI or anybody over to my office to say, well, you know, where's your nuke story? You made that up, boy. But I didn't. No, he didn't make that up. Notice that's why Lindsey Graham came out the same afternoon freaking out, warning of nukes missing and Charleston being nuked. They panicked in case those suckers did go off. They'd have a cover story claiming that it was Al-Qaeda. Remember, that was when the military was refusing to back the takeover of Syria for Al-Qaeda. It's when the soft coup against Obama was happening as a counter coup. And then the missing nukes got dug up, put on 18-wheelers. The police freaked out. There was an hour-long confrontation. The base commander came out and ordered them to let the nukes in two 18-wheelers roll out. And, of course, where did I have that information? Notice nobody challenged me on it because they better not. Just like I told you, the Secret Service told us Hillary Clinton's falling down all the time. A month later, it happened. I was from the Secret Service. Okay, and I'm not going to get into who gave us this other information, but let me tell you, the government knows. And I'm just going to leave it at that. So this is a real issue. People keep asking me, will there be a tactical nuke at this event? Will there be a tactical nuke? I haven't really brought that up because I don't think there will be, okay, because they've got devices that can test for them, that can look for them. If a nuke does go off, we know it's the globalists. We know they have the means. They have the history. They've been the ones that have been pushing to remove Trump. They've been the ones that have been pushing to stop all this. But here's the good news. Globalism's in crisis. World government's in crisis. They've gone from denying this whole world government exists to now openly admitting it. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see Bikers for Trump and other great groups there to counter the communists and the anarchists and the other George Soros scumbags. They're demoralized. They're a joke. Soros is quasi-retired. His quizzling joke of a son, deranged son, is taking over the empire. So we're seeing a real degeneration here in their system. And just like Cleveland, we outnumbered them 5-1. Every patriot who's always said, I want to march on Washington, or but we politically marched on it peacefully. And we need everybody to come and be peaceful and be in D.C., especially if you're on the East Coast, in Georgia or the Carolinas or Virginia or Maryland or New York or any of those, New Jersey. There is absolutely no excuse, folks. You have got to come there. You have got, even if you stay 50 miles away because all the hotels are checked out, you need to come to this and be part of history, because everybody wanted this march on Washington. We've done it. It's happening. It doesn't mean everything's perfect, but so much is going on that's so good. Already the IMF is saying now our economic outlook is good when they were saying it was bad just a year ago. Already hundreds of billions are coming back, a trillion plus in the stock market. Chrysler announcing they're moving back to the U.S. Ford announcing they're moving back to the U.S. And how does Obama respond in his last week? Now 4 days left. Criminal indictments, criminal probes of heads of companies, $4 billion fines on U.S. companies to shut them down and to stop them moving back into the United States. I mean, you think about the open, willful economic sabotage that is taking place in organized crime against this republic. It is truly mind-boggling. Now, I've got a lot of other news I didn't get to. I'm going to file some reports on the road today. I'm about to go to the airport. And again, David's going to be doing a great job hosting today and tomorrow. And then I'm going to be back in studio tomorrow with him. But I've got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, a lot of preparation to go to D.C. I'm just going to leave it at that. A lot of exciting things are happening. The MSM wants their monopoly over information, but of course now Trump's announcing he's going to have independent media. I wouldn't call it alternative, but independent, free, proven, people's populist new media is going to be, inside the press conferences now. A lot of really exciting things are happening as we break the monopoly of information, as we break the monopoly of globalist control, and as more and more freedom comes back into the world. This is a very, very exciting time to be alive, and all of you share in this victory of every race, color, and creed. I salute you. I'm Alex Jones for the InfoWar. We'll be right back with David Knight from the InfoWars News Center in Austin.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live in the studio. We just heard Alex Jones live on the road. He's going to be going to the inauguration later this week. We're going to have a very long marathon coverage of the inauguration starting early in the morning and going till late at night on Friday, as well as Alex Jones being there live. And of course, we're going to talk about the concern of the mainstream press. The mainstream gatekeepers are now freaking out because they're being shown the door. But it's actually an enlargement from this room where they had only 49 people. I guess it would be the fabulous 50 of the media elite only allowed there. They're saying, hey, we're going to set up something where we can be more inclusive, but they don't want that. Essentially, they've got a guild, a union, that is pushing back pretty hard against the Trump administration. We've got a lot of news that's coming up today. Of course, we have today is Martin Luther King Day. Many of you are off of work today, and we look at this plan by John Lewis. I think it was a plan to try to further this racism narrative. You know, they've got Donald Trump is a Russian agent. Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. Donald Trump is a racist and so forth and so on. All the things that they called you, the deplorables who voted for him. But they tried to run this through on Martin Luther King Day. And of course, today, Donald Trump had planned to go to the new African-American Museum in Washington, D.C. They put out word he was not welcome, I guess, so that's been canceled. But we're going to take a look at how Lewis's plan is unraveling, just like Barack Obama's executive orders will be unraveling in about a week's time. You're going to see a lot of those gone. But before we do, I want to talk about, I want to throw to this John Bowne report, a Trump coup. It's a maximum moment of crisis. Here's that report from John Bowne.
Country is in an all-out civil war against foreign multinational banks that believe they own it and control it. They're allied with the communist Chinese, the EU bureaucrats that have hijacked Europe, the Saudi Arabian Islamic caliphate. This is truly World War IV. It's economic, it's cultural, and if you get military any day, we are truly seeing the sad depths to which our nation has sunk. The criminal rogue elements of the CIA, led by Brennan and Clapper and others, who lied to the American people to our faces constantly. You know, told us that the NSA doesn't spy on Americans, period. It doesn't exist. Remember that? That was what Clapper told everybody. And now they've come out with this fake dossier that when I saw it 2.5-3 days ago, I went, wait a minute, I saw this before. 4chan had this, the big hacker group, over a year ago, and was passing it around as a joke. It's misspelled. It's got fake names, wrong names. It's a classic setup, like the one Karl Rove famously reportedly gave to Dan Rather to mess up his whole Texas National Guard story as a poison pill into the rest of the story that was actually true. I'm not a fan of Dan Rather overall, but compared to Rachel Maddow or other CIA operatives like Anderson Cooper, he's an angel. But instead of them backing off when Trump came out and said you're fake news, and Time Warner stock dipping, and people really waking up, and even CNN had to admit that Trump nailed the press conference and, you know, knocked it out of the park, a grand slam. Instead of that, they have tripled down, and Anderson Cooper and everybody else are actually defending PPGate. This is just so incredible. Totally and completely made up. Now, folks are asking, is this from hackers, 4chan, and their spoofing board, their famous trolling board, the king of the trolls, or is this opposition research? Well, it's both. This is opposition research. Mark Dice correctly called it 2 days ago. This is opposition research where they just cook up a bunch of lies and a bunch of disinformation and start floating it out there. It then got floated on the web back before the Republican primaries over a year ago. We're talking, this happened like 16 months ago. This happened in late 2015. This is just incredible. It was the first time this stuff started floating around. The sky is the limit. And let me assure everybody, I said this a month ago, got picked up by a lot of different publications. You can simply Google Alex Jones, CIA planning to kill Donald Trump. Now, the media kind of took what I said out of context. I said the fact that they're announcing continuity of government, the fact that they're announcing COG, the fact that they're announcing that they believe Russians have basically taken over the government, that's what they're saying. They're claiming Trump's a Russian agent. They're selling that idea to the public ahead of an attempt at a coup d'etat, an assassination, or the type of coup d'etat where they just indict Trump or indict his underlings. And
you can catch the rest of that report in Alex Jones's YouTube channel. Stay with us. We will be right back. I'm David Knight here live in the studio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty...